Coach Obley coming off a 66-43 loss to Grain Valley, but that is a really good classic school, one of the best players in the state on the other side too. What are your takeaways initially from a game like that?
Yeah, it was fun to match up against a great team like Grain Valley, and then obviously with Gracie Slaughter, Division I going to Mizzou next year. I thought our girls did a good job locking in on her and playing the game plan.
We've seen a couple different matchups over this course of the season already to where the other team has a big-time playmaker in the post, and you find a way to slow her down and make other players beat you. And obviously, sometimes some shots are just going to fall. But when you kind of look at that, that bodes well as you head deeper into the season, you get closer to March, to knowing, all right, if we have one player we have to stop, we feel pretty good about it.
Yeah, we had Riley Viertaler guarding Gracie tonight, and Riley is just such a competitor and gives her best every possession, and she did a good job matching up.
When you look at that, Riley finished with 7 points, one of your leading scorer, but might have been one of the most impactful players just because she was going against Slaughter and shut her down for the most part. Is that defensively just the effort and focus coming out?
Yeah, that's just the fighter that Riley is. She does so much every single possession for us that isn't always putting the basketball in the net. But the way that she defends, the way that she boxes out, gets extra possessions for us, I'm glad she's on our side.
As we look at the way that game starts out, it's 9-9. You're trading buckets back and forth. They get a 12-2 run to open things back up. You fight back and make it a 5-point game once again. A lot of teams might look on the other side and say, that's a classic school that's going to challenge for a district title and maybe a whole lot more and roll over. I think it says a lot character-wise that you kept battling.
Yeah, I was really proud of our girls' effort, the way that they believed in each other and shared the basketball, and then defensively the way that they just hustled and competed, and we'll take this and continue to build.
You had a charge there in the third quarter. Jaylee Price hit 3 consecutive 3s and really got things rolling there. Are you seeing the confidence in a young player that she's got a lot of games under her belt already, but she's still developing?
Yeah, Jaylee Price might be a sophomore on the roster, but, man, she has played so many games for us. And the way that she sees the floor, the way that she attacks space, I was proud of the way that she played for us tonight.
Addison Weldon, too, it seems like she's kind of getting her legs under her with every single game, too. Defensively, it's always been there, but saw the scoring come out tonight, too.
Yeah, Addie Weldon provides such a spark, you know, with being that sixth man off the bench for us. When she is able to check in and give us those minutes and give us that hustle and some points, she does great things.
You got about 8 or 9 days now to get ready before you head up into Nebraska to play some games. Of course, there's going to be some time away to kind of regroup, yeah. But at the same time, what do you focus on when you do get back on the court?
Yeah, it'll be nice to take a couple days off and get some rest and get our legs back under us. And then when we get back into practice, you know, we're going to focus on the little things that we need to do that's going to get us over this, you know, kind of hump and get us back into the win column, which is going to be boxing out, taking care of the basketball offensively, and continuing to share and move the basketball to find the best shot.
All right, before I let you go, what are your thoughts on the atmosphere, 12 courts of Christmas? Obviously, basketball-wise, it's great. Occasionally, though, hard to hear what whistle it is and when the buzzer sounds at the end of the quarter, but overall, your thoughts?
Yeah, this is a phenomenal event that they have put on down here. It's great to play a school that we'll never see again in conference or district play. They do a great job hosting us, and it's fun to see so many different teams. You know, the girls are used to, in AAU basketball, hearing multiple whistles and seeing scoreboards in different spots, so they love that too, and it's just a great atmosphere to be a part of.
A fun night tonight. Looking forward to seeing what Maryville basketball has to hold as we go through the Christmas holiday. Coach, thanks for the time.
Thanks, Matt.